Hi, this is Celine, and these are Fairy Tales from Home. My mother has always loved fairy tales, and when I was a little girl, she read them to me often. For me, fairy tales have always told an elaborate and captivating story about how to live. Traits to embrace, like honesty and kindness, or warnings of people to avoid, like the wicked or deceitful. Ignoring the warnings could leave you in great peril, or adopting the good characteristics could bring you peace, joy, or safety. I'd love to hear from you about what fairy tales mean to you. And I hope you enjoy this next fairy tale called Fish and Foal. Two brothers traveled along together. One was rich, and the other was poor. The rich brother rode in a fine cart pulled by a strong gelding. The poor brother had only a sweet-tempered mare. The two men came to a fork in the road. It was nighttime, and they could not tell which way to go.
"We shall spend the night here," said the rich man, pointing to a brightly lit inn at the side of the road.
He got out of his cart and went inside. Sounds of laughter and music filled the air. The poor brother slept outside under a tree. During the night, the mare gave birth to a foal, and it rolled under the rich man's cart. When he came out of the inn in the morning, he shook his younger brother awake.
"I declare," he exclaimed, "will you look at this? My cart has given birth to a fine little foal."
The younger brother sat up and rubbed his eyes.
"Don't be ridiculous," he cried. "Carts do not bear foals. Mares bear foals. It was my mare that bore the foal."
"If that were so," snapped the first, "your mare would have had her baby by her side. The foal belongs to the cart belongs to me, and the foal does too."
The two began to argue, and then to shout. Before long, a crowd had gathered.
"Before there's a fight," said one in the crowd, "take your case to the magistrate."
And so the two did just that. But the magistrate could not decide. And so he sent the case along to the king. The king could not decide either. But since he was the king, he knew he must.
"The foal was found with the cart," declared the king. "The foal shall remain with the cart."
The king spoke the words, but the poor man could not believe his ears. He left the court muttering horrible things about the king. By the time he reached the courtyard next to the royal garden, he was shouting and stomping his feet. The queen happened to be out gathering flowers and heard the commotion.
"What are you doing?" she asked. "And what, pray tell, is the matter? Why are you so angry?"
"Your husband," replied the poor man, "is an idiot. He believes that carts bear foals."
"Oh," replied the queen, "what gives you that idea?"
The poor brother told her the whole story and ended by asking for her help. Now, the queen was known to be very clever.
"I will help you," she said. "You have only to do what I say, and you will win back your little foal. Tomorrow, the king will be walking along this very path. Up ahead, there is a pond, but it is bone dry. Go there tomorrow with a fishing pole and pretend to fish. When the king passes by, he will question you. Give him the answer that I will tell you now."
Well, the next day, the younger brother was there at the pond with his fishing pole. He waited and waited, and at last he saw the king coming. He cast his line into the dry pond, and after a moment jerked it wildly up and down.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
he shouted. This is a big one! The king watched in amazement. At last he spoke.
Hey there! Just what do you think you are doing?
Why, I'm fishing, your majesty. Can't you see? Answered the peasant.
Fishing for what?
Asked the king.
Rocks?
Fish, the young man said simply.
The king roared with laughter.
Fish on, he bellowed. Fish for 1,000 years.
Shaking his head, he started to walk away.
Only a moron would think he could catch fish from a dry pond.
Majesty, called the poor man. If a cart can give birth to a foal, I should have no trouble at all catching fish from a dry pond.
At this, the king's servants burst into laughter. The king's face turned red and he stopped.
Into my chambers, he roared.
As they approached his castle, the king said,
I will change my decision on one condition. You did not think of this plan alone. Tell me who helped you, and the colt is yours.
Well, the peasant didn't want to get the queen in trouble, but he wanted his colt. At last, he told the king all that had happened. When the poor man had gone, the king called his wife to him.
Catherine,
he said,
I have warned you about meddling in state business, but you refuse to obey me. This time you have gone too far. I have been embarrassed in front of my servants and a peasant. You can be my wife no longer. You must leave at once for your father's house. But I do not hate you. To prove that, I will give you a farewell gift. You may take from the castle the one thing you love best.
Dear husband, replied the queen, if this is your wish, I shall go. But at least give me this last evening with you. I will leave first thing in the morning.
Well, so be it,
said the king. The queen went right away to the royal kitchen. She ordered the cooks to prepare her husband's favorite foods. She had the best wines brought up from the cellar. She had flowers placed in the dining hall. Then she went to her dressing room, where she dressed herself in her most beautiful gown. That night at dinner, she dismissed the servants. I wish to serve you, she said as she poured the king a glass of wine. She bent down, kissed him on the cheek, and when he was not looking, slipped a sleeping potion into his drink.
A toast to your health, Catherine, and your beauty, said the king.
He took a big drink of wine from his glass. In a few minutes, the king had fallen fast asleep. The queen called all the servants and had them take the sleeping king into a waiting carriage. She climbed in beside him and told the coachman to drive them to her father's house. There, she had him carried to her bed, where he slept for hours and hours. When at last he awoke, he had no idea where he was. He called to his servants, but no one came.
Catherine! He bellowed.
The door to the bedchamber opened, and in walked the queen.
What is the meaning of this?
Cried the king.
Where am I?
You are in my father's house, my lord, and here you will stay. You promised me that I could take the one thing from the castle that I love best in the world. That is you. These words brought tears of joy to the king's eyes. He chuckled softly and held his wife close to him.
Never, he whispered, has there been another quite like you. Never again will we part.
They returned to the castle, and from that day forward, the king never appeared in a court of justice without Catherine the Clever by his side. I hope that you have enjoyed this fairy tale that is titled fish and foal.